Welcome to this wonderful octagon on the occasion of the launch of Women at QM, which is both an exhibition, as you can see around you, and a whole series of events over the coming months celebrating the history and particular inputs and contributions of Women Up to the historical colleges that came together to form what we now call Quimera University of London. Just a quick word for those from outside the college who are marvelling at this room but don't quite know what it is. It was the library of the People's Palace Project, which was an 1880s philanthropic project to bring leisure and education to the poor, benighted folk of East London, an early form of widening access, participation and provision. And it should have been opened by a famous woman, Queen Victoria, but she got rather fed up with coming out to the East End to open things, and on the occasion of the opening of this library, sent along one of her many nephews, one King Leopold of the Belgians, the rather evil man who founded the Belgian Congo. But if you look to where, quite conveniently, that gentleman is standing at the moment, by his right hand there is a plaque on the wall which celebrates 1887, the opening of this library by King Leopold of the Belgians. But for King Leopold of the Belgians, read Queen Vic's nephew. And so we have that association with Queen Victoria. When you look at the exhibition, as I hope you will later, it starts way back and thinks a bit about Victorian values and assumptions, which did not include, in any automatic or natural sense, the education of women. And as many of you will know, partly the modern Queen Mary is an amalgam of several historical institutions, one of them, of course, Westfield College, which was precisely founded in 1882 and celebrating its 125th anniversary this year, founded to give women access to the University of London. And then again, as many of you will know, Westfield was merged with Queen Mary at the end of the 1990s and brought with it both its fabulous traditions, mainly in the humanities, but in other areas too. But perhaps more concretely, the tragic for Westfield College sale of its site, whose processes were invested on this site and have enabled us in other areas of the college, in Library Square, to create modern buildings which to some extent at least complement this wonderful building we're in. We're celebrating with Women at Queen Mary and the events that will follow the many, many contributions historically, women as students, women as teachers, women in many other roles within the college, later historically in major leadership roles. And it's very remiss of me, and I'm going to be in deep trouble afterwards, because on these occasions, what I should do in the first sentence I speak is start off by saying, Chairman of Council. And our Chairman of Council, of course, the first female Chairman of Council at Queen Mary, very appropriately is got the role at this particular historical moment in time. But there are distinguished visitors, colleagues, alumni who've occupied many, many interesting positions in the old Queen Mary, in Westfield College, and then again, for those of you who aren't totally familiar with the history, the mergers in the mid-1990s of the medical colleges of two famous London hospitals, the Royal London and St. Bartholomew's. Both of which, and it's recognized in the exhibition around you, many women played key and leading roles in those institutions. So we're celebrating the history, we're celebrating the people. There's a wonderful exhibition for you to see later. But the evening starts by bringing together, they're all women, you notice, who represent different generations, different relationships to the college, different disciplines, different perspectives, just to have a talk in, as it were, on the theme of women in Queen Mary. And orchestrating and chairing, and I'm going to hand over to her, our own centenary professor of Renaissance studies, Lisa Jardine, who herself is, of course, a very prominent woman at Queen Mary. So, Lisa, over to you. I will depart the stage.
Leave the stage, please, Adrian.